Hey, everybody, this is Jason DeZurich, and I just wanted you guys to know we're going to be traveling all around the country this summer coming up. Going to be at Sunshine Music Festival in Minnesota in July. And then also, don't forget, I'll be speaking at Lifelight in South Dakota. Actually, it's over the Labor Day weekend there, and you can find more information at worldviewwarriors.org. I want to thank Michael Robert, my guest for this podcast, for allowing us to use his music, and hope you guys enjoy it.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Hey, everybody, this is Jason DeZurich. Glad you guys are tuning in right now and hanging out with a guest who's all the way from Oregon, Southern Oregon, not Oregon, Ohio, Oregon, the state. And his name is Michael Robert. How you doing, Michael?
Good.
Good, awesome. And Michael, you've been on a tour lately through Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Has that been going pretty good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Dodging rain.
I know, the whole week, I feel kind of bad for you, but
yeah,
that's okay. Yeah. You'll make it through, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah? Absolutely.
Good. And so just tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, for our listeners, some of them may never even heard of you, and you can find them at MichaelRobertMusic.com to find out more about just him and his ministry and what he does. So, Michael, what kind of got you going here with serving
well,
the Lord?
You know, I've been writing a song a month my whole life. I grew up on a ranch and started learning guitar as a kid and just started writing songs.
Okay.
You know, I think the thing that kind of kicked me that direction more than anything was when I went to a Keith Green concert. He actually had BJ Thomas was actually opening.
Wow.
You remember, you know, got saved there and he did that.
Raindrops.
Yeah, that guy. But he did a Christian CD.
My dad was way into that.
Yeah. And so he gets up there and he's doing all these Christian tunes, and the whole time the crowd's just chanting for raindrops, you know?
Yeah.
It's like after every song, it's like, raindrops, you know? It's like, and so he finally, at the end, it's kind of like almost in disgust, he goes, all right, fine, you know? So he does raindrops, you know? It's like, you know, this is a Jesus Northwest.
Yeah.
And Keith Green's on after him, you know? So Keith gets up there and he just proceeds to just blast the crowd.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's like, you know, this guy's trying to change his life and change who he used to be, and you guys just want to drag him back into, you know, that life, and, you know.
Wow.
So half the crowd gets mad at him
and
leaves.
Well, good for Keith. That's awesome.
And so I'm like 11 years old, man. I'm like, you know, my eyes are as big as saucers going, whoa, this is crazy. What's going on? So, you know, so I had to go. I got all the way up front, you know, to watch a curly-haired man go crazy on a piano. But just his passion for worship was so impressive to me. And, you know, as a young man, it totally impacted my life. And so when I started leading worship for just the junior high group when I was 12 years old, you know, that I wanted to have that same kind of passion and zeal for God, you know. And so that really has kind of permeated my worship ever since,
awesome.
You know. Yeah.
That is so awesome. You know, you've written a song called, you didn't really write. Well, you wrote part of it, I'll put it this way. At the Cross.
Yeah.
It's an old hymn.
Yeah.
And, you know, why did you want to take that hymn and do it?
I was saved in a community church.
Okay.
And grew up going to Sunday school, and we did that song. I remember doing that song a lot as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just as I got older in life, you know, it just the power of the hymns and the wonderful lyrics that were written, you know, it's a lot of them are neat songs. So it was great to take something from past generations and give it a little life, revive it, you know,
right.
And make it more contemporary for today. And so
absolutely.
I wrote a chorus for it and a bridge for it and linked up with a really great producer, and we put out At the Cross.
So, awesome. Yeah. You mind if we listen to that right
absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely, cool? Yeah.
Awesome,
yeah.
Awesome. everybody, we're going to take some time to listen to At the Cross, and I'm sitting with Michael Robert. And Michael, where can people find you if they're listening on the internet right now? Where can they find information about you as they're listening to this?
Well, if you go to michaelrobertmusic.com, you can actually click on the video of At the Cross. So michaelrobertmusic.com.
Sweet. Is this it?
That is it.
All right, good deal.
At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, that rugged cross, where I lay my burden down. At the cross, that bloodstained cross, the place where peace is found. I come and lay.
That song.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. What really inspired you to write this?
Well, you know, I've always, coming to the cross, it's just such a great visual to me, you know, to come to the cross, to lay your burdens down. And that's the only place that you can really find peace is when we just come to the cross and just lay it all there, you know?
Yeah.
And I think a lot in my life as a kid, you know, growing up in a Christian church and, you know, kind of always been in Sunday school from like 7 years old on,
yeah,
you know, there was kind of this the God was kind of at a distance for me, you know. It was like, you know, I'd come and confess my sins to him and be like, you know, okay, I'm over here confessing and sorry for what I did, and you know, but you know, just kind of right. Like, you know, I was inconveniencing God to come pray to him, you mm-hmm. know, I felt like sometimes. But, you know, there's nothing like getting a real vision of the perfect love that God has for us by what he did for us on the cross to just help really build a personal relationship in a new and fresh way. And I actually had a dream about that. You know, it was right after The Passion of Christ came out, and I just had a dream about just being right there at the foot of the cross and just seeing, you know, him looking at me with just perfect eyes of love, just saying, I forgive you. And changed my life, changed my whole perspective on how God sees us.
You know, I think that movie really affected a lot of people.
Oh, man, no kidding. How could not?
There's so many people that saw it and either wrote a song or wrote a poem or wrote, and it was like, holy cow. So I just think it's awesome how God has used that.
Yeah.
So you're... you're from Oregon, but you weren't from Oregon originally, were you?
Well, I was born in Jersey.
All right.
So I got a bunch of relatives back there, and so I go back for visits and remember and thank my dad that he moved us to Oregon.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so you're married, though?
I am.
Yeah?
Married with six kids.
There you go. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah,
four boys and then two girls.
Yep.
And
I know the feeling.
I love the kids, man. They're awesome.
Yeah.
You know, just the other night, my wife and I, we were talking about maybe moving because our house is big. You know,
okay.
My wife's convinced if we get a smaller house, it won't get so dirty.
No, so, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know that'll work. But my daughter, she overhears this. She's six. You know, she comes.
She's excited.
She goes, Daddy, what are you talking about? And I said, Well, Mommy and I are praying about moving. And she gets this puzzled look and she says, Well, will you visit every day?
That is hilarious. Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's great stuff.
She ain't moving.
No. No, she's already decided.
This is my house.
That's right. That's right. So you, you've been doing music for how long now?
Meaning,
as far as like professionally.
You know what? I jumped in the studio 3 years ago.
Okay.
I met a guy from Integrity Music.
Awesome.
And we just started cutting our songs and getting all the worship songs done and some of these other ones. And I nailed down three CDs with him. Wasn't touring or playing anywhere at the time. And just back in July of 2009, I started touring. So,
okay.
So I'm the new guy.
That's awesome.
I'm the old
guy. That's really exciting. No, that's cool. That's really cool. That's cool. And you're willing to travel all over the country, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, if somebody, wanted to get a hold of you, obviously they can find information on Michael Robert.
Yeah,
Michael Robert Music.com.
Yeah.
And is there information on there?
My booking agent is my drummer, and
He
does a great job of keeping me busy. And, I'll go anywhere for a love offering and a place to stay.
Okay.
So,
that's good to know.
That's kind of what I do. I go to a lot of little churches, big churches, doesn't matter. Whoever says, hey, let's have this guy in.
Sure.
So I do a lot of nights of worship. I travel solo a lot, and
that
seems to be a lot of fun for me and really an enjoyable evening.
That's awesome.
So
cool. There's another song we'd like to play too called Made for Another World.
Yeah.
And I have an idea what that song's about, but can you just tell our listeners,
sure.
what the message is you're trying to
do? Well, I wrote this song with a good friend of mine, Chris Cootey from Chris and Conrad. And when we wrote this one, we were just thinking about how much God's blessed us. He's really done a lot for us. But, a lot of times we focus on those things and it doesn't really satisfy. The things in our lives don't really satisfy that hunger and yearning inside our hearts. I found as I go through my life, there's this constant ache and need inside for something, even though I believe in God and everything, sometimes I get away from worshiping him and praising him.
Mm-hmm.
And then that ache and that need starts to come back, and sometimes I try to stick other things in there,
you know,
maybe they're good things. Maybe it's my wife or my kids or time with the other things or playing or whatever, I go find to do. But, ultimately that feeling can never be satisfied unless I'm worshiping him and praising him. And it's only in those times that I can really feel complete and feel satisfied,
Yeah. With that too, is your goal to bring people into worship or is your goal to be more of a performer or what do you think God has called you to do?
I love taking the whole, I love taking the whole attitude of, come on in my living room and just worship with me. When I get up there to play, it's all about Jesus and just, how can I glorify him and extol him that night and bring him glory. And the less of me, the better, really. I think when I was younger, there were times where, worship was a performance for me. And I was worried about what it sounded like and worried about what people thought, now I find in my life, it's really just about worshiping him and bringing him glory, and not so much getting caught up on the performance aspects of things. And that's what I love about the band that I have right now, because all the guys in my band are all worship leaders. When we get together and play, it's just really about him and just finding ways to worship God with everything we've got.
Mm-hmm. That's totally awesome. And what's the name of the song again, Michael?
Made for Another World.
Oh,
above. Believe in what I have in you is more than all I need. Renew my mind to see somehow that yesterday is gone. For my heart
Michael Robert is who I'm hanging out with, and I'm just looking up on his website here, and it says that Michael was a runner-up in a Song of the Year competition writing lyrics. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, you sign up for those things, you never know what's going to happen.
That's pretty. Second place is pretty good.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, first would have been awesome. Cool, but you know,
boy,
God always has me be second place in everything. It's like it's like my song at the cross was number two in Europe.
Number two.
It's all you get is two.
That's really cool. And yeah, you can find more out about Michael at michaelrobertmusic.com. And Michael, you know, we're going to be wrapping up here. What, you know, if you could just share with our listeners, you know, any trials you've been through that you might want to just share with our listeners? And
well, you know, you with know. Six kids,
yeah,
you know, we've been through it. I mean, we've had one thing after another. We my wife and I, we sat down and counted it up one time. We've had 30 different procedures and operations between all of our kids, everything from open heart surgery to kidney problems and kidney surgeries. One of my kids has a deformed foot, has had a couple surgeries on that to restructure it, rebuild it. You know, it's just one thing after another, you know, and of course, with four boys, then you have the other things that happen, the broken bones and things like that. So,
of course.
So, yeah. But you know, through it all, you know, whenever my wife and I were facing those trials, you know, we cling to James 1 a lot, you know, to consider it joy when you face trials of various kinds.
Yeah.
Because the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
Yeah.
And when perseverance has finished its work, then you'll be mature, complete, not lacking anything. And, I guess my wife, she always says, I'm not mature yet. So, so that verse is so true in our lives. But, you know, whenever we're going through those trials, you know, it's so hard to see out of that, you know. It's like, you know, you just feel like you're just stuck in the middle. You're stuck in the quicksand. You can't get out. There just seems to be no way out sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, my wife and I, we have to grab each other's hands and just go, be joyful. You know, it's for God being joyful in this, you know.
Yeah.
And,
you really find out what kind of a person you are during that time.
Yeah. And I love what it says, that God wants to give us the gift of faith. You know, because faith really is a gift from Him to persevere under trial and to make it through those things. You really need solid faith in Him. And you know, I guess my prayer for the listeners today would be that, you know, if they're facing any kind of trial, that they would really just trust Him.
Mm.
Just trust Him. He's got it.
Yeah.
You know, He's got a plan. And it's so hard to see what the end is sometimes, you know, and life is full of junk. I mean, it just is.
Yeah.
It's life. You know, there is no normal, you know.
No.
It's like, I just want a normal life. Well, there is no normal life, you know. I mean, you know, people look at me and think I have a normal life. Oh, my gosh. You know, there's thing after thing that just keeps happening over and over. Stuff with business and with my kids and, you know, and just stuff that you just have to work through. And it's all about relationships and keeping close to God, because He'll get you through it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have a good friend who I went to, and I'm like, when does it end? And he looked at me and he smiled and he goes, it never ends.
When you're dead.
No. Yeah, basically. Yeah. I was like, when does this struggle stop? And he just was like, never.
Yeah.
It's life.
Welcome to the war.
That's right. Welcome to not just the war, but welcome to the world, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, Michael, it has been a complete treat and just wonderful time having you here.
Yeah. Great to be here with you.
Yeah. And, you know, hopefully the next time you come through, maybe we could actually connect and, like, do like a little tour together. What
cool.
would that be like?
There you go.
That'd be fun, huh? I love doing that stuff. So.
Absolutely.
Well, and Michael, again, they can find you at michaelrobertmusic.com.
Yeah.
And do you have a MySpace or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I'm all over Facebook.
You are?
Come find me on Facebook. Michael Robert Music on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm on there every day updating things, and I answer everybody, so I'm not too high and mighty.
You're not a prude, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much. And we're just going to, you know, leave us with a little music from Michael Robert. You guys have a good one. Bye.
God bless you.
Keep silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
So let the dead